praise the Lord. If you're saved and you know it, shout amen tonight.
Amen.
Amen. I'm happy about it tonight.
Amen.
Well, I'm going to tell you, there's benefits in serving the Lord.
Amen.
I said there's benefits.
Amen.
There's side effects in serving the Lord.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
You know, medication has a lot of side effects, but I'm going to tell you, serving God has side effects. And, well, I tell you, the Lord has never failed any of us.
Amen.
He never will. And I'm just so many testimonies here tonight. And it just, boy, so many things start running through my mind, how God moved in our behalf at different times. And no doubt you, but I was thinking when he's testifying there, some of the testimonies here, I was thinking John Wesley, I think it was John Wesley said, he said, what amazes me is how God can take an unholy man out of an unholy world and then make him holy and then put him back into an unholy world and keep him holy. How many knows God can do that?
Amen.
He took those 12 disciples out of an unholy world, made them holy, then put them back into an unholy world and kept them holy. How many knows you can make it if you want to make it?
Amen.
How many knows you can stay saved if you want to stay saved? Let me say that one. How many, you can stay saved if you want to stay saved?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. How many knows you can be kept if you want to be kept? I tell you what, I made up my mind way back yonder that, Lord, I want to be kept. And Lord, I want to be yours. Amen. How many knows you can stay right in his hand if you want to? Holy
Amen.
God. Anybody glad you're saved tonight?
Yeah.
It's only about 10 after 8. I'm glad I'm saved tonight. How about you?
Yeah.
Anybody? Well, I woke up this morning saved. Amen. I went to bed last night saved. Woke up this morning saved. Knew where I was. Hallelujah. Well, praise the Lord. I've been saved all day and I'm glad about it. Hallelujah.
I'm telling you, glory, hallelujah.
This thing will make you run. This thing will make you jump. This thing will make you shout. It'll make you even crawl on the floor a little bit sometimes. I'm telling you, glory to God. I'm going to tell you something. There's nothing like being saved, Brother Tommy. There's nothing like feeling the presence and joy of the Lord. I'm telling you, he's wonderful tonight. Amen. Ah, hallelujah. Well, hey, can you get in with us here a few minutes? We'll sing a piece of this song. I was thinking while I was all testifying, that song says, I'm glad I'm saved.
Amen.
It says, I'm glad I'm covered by the blood of Calvary. I'm glad he brought me out of miry clay. Hallelujah. I'm glad he washed my sins away. I'm glad I'm saved.
Yeah.
Won't you look at somebody and say, I'm glad I'm saved tonight.
Yeah.
Now look at somebody else and tell them like you really mean it. I'm glad I'm saved tonight. Hallelujah. Woo, glory to God. Well, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, won't you just shout it to the... I'm glad I'm saved. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Boy, I'll tell you what. I feel good right here.
Hallelujah.
Woo, I got to hurry. I can't waste time, but I'll tell you what. I'm glad I'm saved. Hallelujah. Sister Sheila, 6 years coming up. Hallelujah. Glad I'm saved. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I'm going to tell you, there's nothing like this. There's nothing like it. There's nothing like the peace of God. There's nothing like the joy of the Lord. I'm telling you, you know what I like about it? You ain't just got to feel it in the house of God. You can feel it driving down the road. I've got excited driving down the road before. Well, let me thank you. Praise the Lord. Well, I'm glad I'm saved.
I'm
glad I'm free.
I'm glad I'm free.
Well, I'm
covered by the blood of Calvary.
Yeah.
full of sin and full of trouble. We never know just what tomorrow's gonna bring. With all the bad news and the sorrow that surrounds me,
Psalms 107 tonight. I ain't gonna hold you long. I'm gonna read some right here. Hallelujah. How many helped the preacher just a few minutes tonight?
Oh, yeah.
How many brought your devil stompers tonight? Well, I got one of them up here. Woo, hallelujah. Y'all know what devil stompers are. That's them size 10s or 12s, whatever you got on tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Psalm 107 tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Psalms 107. If you're there, shout amen.
Amen.
Amen. Look at verse number 2. Are you ready?
Yeah.
It says, let what?
The redeemed.
Let the redeemed. Who's the redeemed?
Us.
That's us tonight. Those that have been washed in the blood of the Lamb, right?
Yeah.
He's talking to us then, right? Let the redeemed of the Lord
say so.
Hallelujah. Whom he hath redeemed. Somebody shout redeemed.
Redeemed.
From the what?
The hand
of the enemy. Well, praise the Lord. Don't everybody shout at once tonight. But I'm going to tell you something. Aren't you glad tonight that the Lord redeemed you? Are you glad that he bought you, that he sought you? He paid, oh hallelujah. He paid our debt, hallelujah. I'm going to tell you something. I'm glad to know that I have been liberated from the hand of the enemy tonight. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. He said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. How many knows that there's something that you and I are required to do tonight? If we've been bought, if we've been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, we have every right to give him glory, to lift up his name, to thank him. I'm going to tell you something tonight. I just want to talk. Oh, hallelujah. You know what Psalm 47:1 says? It says, oh, clap your hands, all ye people. Shout unto the voice of the triumph. How many knows if you've been saved tonight, you've got a right. I said you've got a right. Amen. To lift him up right here tonight. If you've been born again, amen. Some of you couldn't done. Hey, you couldn't have stopped where you were. You couldn't have fixed where you're at. But God came to where we were, and he redeemed us, and he saved us, and he washed us, and he made us, amen, new creatures in Christ, and he adopted us, and now we are the sons of God. Amen. He says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Hallelujah. Let the blood bought, let the delivered, let the ransomed, let the restored, let the renewed, let the repaired, let the fixed, let the mended, let the freed, let the saved, let the church, amen, say so. Let the church, amen, give him glory. Let the, oh, hallelujah. I'm telling you, listen, hey, Brother Nathan, but I just don't feel the joy, and I just don't feel that praise like I need to feel it. Well, sometimes you just got to kickstart the engine, and you've got to start lifting up your voice and magnifying the King. And I'm telling you, hey, somewhere in the middle of all of that, he Psalms 107, you go down just a few verses to verse 8, says something like this: "Oh, that men would praise the Lord for His goodness and for His wonderful works to the children of men." And in verse 9 says, "For He satisfieth." I'm going to tell you what God can do. He satisfieth the longing soul and filleth the hungry soul with goodness. I'm going to tell you, He will satisfy your soul. God is a satisfier tonight. I'm telling you that. How many loves homemade biscuits, gravy, and eggs, and bacon, and sausage, and apple, and dumplings, and applesauce, and all that other stuff? Oh, praise the Lord.
Come on, brother. Come on.
Anybody like that kind of stuff?
Oh, yeah.
Anybody? Oh, yeah, Brother Charles. All right, brother. Hallelujah. Don't act like, well, come on now, Brother Charles. Come on, don't act like you just eat salads all the time. I'm going to tell y'all something tonight. You ever sat down at a table and it was all spread and the steam was still coming off? Oh, praise the Lord. I got to quit talking like this. I'm not going to fix it when I get home. I'm telling you what, listen, when you sit down and the steam's coming off the eggs and the steam's coming off the gravy and you smell the buttermilk in the biscuit, oh, praise the Lord, and all of a sudden you've worked for that meal, you labored for that meal, you've got the flour, you've got the milk, you've got the whatever you need, I'll tell you, and you see salt and pepper, oh, praise God, and you sit down and you take a bite of that, oh, hallelujah, it's satisfying. Is it not? It's satisfying. Hey, amen. You taste of that, but I'm going to tell you something. Something better than biscuits, and something better than eggs, and something better than bacon and sausage, and something better than orange juice is the Spirit of the Lord. I'm telling somebody tonight, He is a satisfier. I said, He is somebody that can replenish and renew. Oh, hallelujah. I tell you what God can do. He can put the spark back in your heart. I said, God can give you exactly what you need here tonight. I'm telling you, we've been feeling the touch of God the past few nights. And I'll tell you, every now and again, we just need a jump start. Oh, hallelujah. I just bought me one of them little, y'all know what jumper cables are. Well, now, they probably had them out for a while. And I bought me one of these little, it's about that big, a jump pack deal. It said that it can jump gas engines, lawnmower engines, and diesel engines. I thought, man, and I'm going to tell you, I hooked that dude up to a little diesel engine there, and it come on, right? It powered it. Amen. The battery was gone, and it's got a little button on there that says boost.
Yeah.
I hooked them cables up to that dead battery, and I'm telling you what, I hit boost on that little pack I got, and I turned the key, Brother JD, and went. Anybody ever needed a boost? Y'all might not get, hallelujah. I'm going to tell you what, Brother Tommy, I don't care how dead you feel tonight. I felt like somebody walked in here tonight. You feel pretty dead. You feel pretty low. You feel pretty empty. But I got to tell somebody, all you need to do is let the cables of heaven, amen, get on positive and negative, and let Him hit the boost button on. I'm telling you, God knows how to renew you. I said, God knows. Oh, hallelujah. I'm telling you, listen, Brother Nathan, I want to praise Him, but I just don't feel like I can praise Him like I need to. Amen. But I'm praying about it. Oh, that man would praise the Lord for His goodness. Amen. For His wonderful works. I'm going to tell you, listen. Amen. If you don't have nothing to praise Him for right here, you got everything to praise Him for who He is. For His wonderful works. For His goodness. He satisfies. The longest soul. Yeah. every now and again we just need a boost.
Lord.
We just need a boost.
Yes.
Oh, we just need a boost.
Come on.
And all of a sudden, when that higher power kicks in, that the normal charger can't do. Amen. That boost kicks in and it gives another push. Amen. A surge. And brother, every now and again we just need that extra push. Amen. I'm telling somebody tonight. How many knows, listen, we can't afford to lose our praise. That's what I'm preaching about right here. You can't afford to lose your praise. There's a lot of things in life that can cause us to lose our praise. But brother, we cannot afford to lose our worship and to lose our praise. I'm telling somebody tonight, regardless of what you went through and regardless of what you're fighting, you cannot afford to lose the praise. Amen. That is in our heart. Hallelujah.
Yeah, yeah.
How many knows that praise must be personal?
That's right.
Yes, God.
Nobody can do that for you.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
That's right.
Nobody can say amen for you. Nobody, come on. Nobody can, amen, use your voice. You got, God gave us a voice. Amen. Listen. How many knows that praise must be real? It must be alive. It must be instantaneous from the inside. How many knows that praise will elevate us into God's presence and into God's power? Amen. Well, praise the Lord. Well, I tell you what, I'm feeling like preaching just for a few minutes tonight. I'm telling you, I feel that boost. I feel that boost for somebody here tonight. I feel a little boost from heaven tonight. All you need to do is make contact tonight. I said, all you need to do is make contact tonight. I'm telling you, somebody needs to realize tonight that God's got something for you. That God's got a boost for you tonight. I said, God's got something in this house. Amen. For you to leave here with a fresh surge and a fresh renewing in your mind and a fresh renewing in your spirit. Amen. And have the joy and the peace of God. Amen. Bubbling in your soul all over again.
Hallelujah.
Holy God. Psalm 40, verse 1 says, I waited patiently for the Lord.
Come on.
And the Bible said he inclined.
Yeah, he did.
He inclined unto me.
Glory to God.
Oh, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord.
And heard my cry.
Yes.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Yes, he does.
I'm going to tell you something. God hears you regardless of what the devil's told you.
Amen.
That's right. Amen.
Yes. Yes. Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Yes. Yes.
And verse 2 said, he brought me up. Oh, praise the Lord.
He brought me up.
That's right.
Out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my goings. I'm glad for stable ground. I remember one time we was putting in a water line and I was in that ditch about waist high. And I'm telling you, we was just, amen, just normal routine. Didn't think a whole lot about it. And all of a sudden, Brother Tommy, if that dirt didn't cave in all around me, just fell off the bank. It wasn't high. But I'm telling you, when it hit me, it pushed my breath out for a minute. And it pinned me in that dirt. And I could not get out on my own. I was stuck and couldn't believe it. And I'm telling you, I remember just reaching my hands up. And man, the guys around me, amen, pulled me out, lost the boot down in there. But I'm going to tell you something. I want you to know that's just like the Lord. Sin had a hold of me. Sin had me bound. I was stuck in the clutches of sin. There wasn't nothing I could do on my own to get out of it. But when I reached up, he reached down and he pulled me up out of miry clay. And brother, I've got a song in my heart. And the Bible said he had put a new song in my mouth. Even praise unto our God. I'm telling you tonight, amen, don't lose your worship. Don't lose your praise. I said don't lose, amen, the praise that God gave you. Don't forget about all that God has done.
Yes, amen. Yeah.
so easily. Amen. We are to forget what he has done.
Yeah.
Because of what we are going through.
Jesus.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Jesus.
Because so many times our view gets focused on the now.
Yes.
Right. Oh, praise the Lord.
Right.
Rather than where he has brought us from.
Come on. Yes. 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 Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen. Psalm 95 says, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving.
Yes.
And make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. Psalm 96:1, oh, sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord all the earth. Psalm 98:4, make a joyful noise unto the Lord all the earth. Make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise. Oh, hallelujah. It's legal to get a little noisy in a Pentecostal church. It's legal to get a little happy. Amen. Because of what the Lord has done. Brother, there ain't nobody could have done it like the Lord did. There ain't nobody could have pulled us up out of it like the Lord did. I'm telling somebody tonight, anybody, well, hallelujah. And you look about where you came from and how God saved you. Everybody that's saved in this house tonight, you have a testimony. Amen. Of what God did for you. And brother, your mama couldn't do it for you. Your daddy couldn't do it for you. The preacher couldn't do it for you. But Jesus, the Son of God, I said he was able to do it for you. Ah! And I tell you what, I don't want to ever hear again. Amen. Of what he done for me. I want to praise him and give him honor and glory for who he is and what he has done. I said he's worthy. I said he's worthy. I said, somebody, amen, you just need to get a connection made and get a boost of the touch of God in this house tonight.
Glory, glory, glory.
Oh, glory, God.
Holy, 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 holy.
We's in that service that night.
Jeez.
That little 10-year-old boy.
Jeez.
His home was a mess. And I forget exactly how he got there. Some family brought him. That little boy got saved, though.
Come on.
And I remember that very night, God not only saved that little boy, God baptized him in the Holy Ghost.
Come on.
Sure did.
Yeah.
So at the end of service, they asked that little boy to testify. He didn't really know what to say. And the only thing he say was, he speak me in tongues.
Woo! Glory to God.
I'll tell you what God will do. God will touch the children to get a hold of mama and daddies. I'm telling you, listen, I want you to know we are to be a people that know how to rejoice. We are to be a people that know how to lift up the name of Jesus. The enemy's doing everything he can to deter the church from worship and praise and being vocal. But when I look at Psalms 100 and the Bible says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us. And not we ourselves, and we are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with
thanksgiving,
and into his courts with
praise.
Hallelujah. Amen. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Enter into his gates with what? And into his courts with what?
Praise.
Boy, I tell you what, there is something about doing this. There is something about this that drives the devil mad.
Yeah, yeah. Good. Glory.
Yes, good. Yes.
Y'all ever been around folks that couldn't even get out of the car? Come on. We just come out of a revival here about 4 weeks ago.
And I'm telling you, there was a sister there, young girl, seeking for the Holy Ghost. Just got married, I guess. And I'm telling you, that first night, man, the Lord moved. She's real backward. She's real backward. But we was up there a couple nights into that meeting. We was just talking. Me and a few brothers. And all of a sudden, that girl come through the back doors. Come walking through that foyer. had her hands in the air, praising God. Come down the side of the church. Come down the front.
Church hadn't even started yet. Y'all with me?
Yeah. But it started with her. Brother, I'm telling you, she got to worshiping God before the first song even got started.
Come on.
I mean, brother, before that revival was over, guess what? She got the Holy Ghost.
Come on.
What'd she do? She entered into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. She grabbed a hold of that verse before the devil could get on her heart and mind. She'd been waiting on it, praying for it, and she come down that aisle with nobody with her. And brother, I tell you what happened. It affected everybody in there, and we started church right there. People got to shout, my God.
Come on, come on, come on. Come on.
There was another sister that come in that service. I'm telling you, she comes.
I ain't making fun. She just coming. We hadn't even started church.
She come bunny hopping up the aisle.
Yeah, come on. Woo. Come on.
I'm telling you, you could feel it all over. I'm telling you, the Holy Ghost is all over her. It started hitting everybody around. I'm telling you.
Come on.
Holy Ghost fell in that place. She said, I went to the doctor, I think it was that day, and she went for some situation going on, but she had a place on her arm. She wasn't even going for that. And then I guess they talked like it was cancer. And while she was in there getting checked for something else, the doctor looked at her arm and said, what happened to that place on your arm? She said, well, I don't know. I tell you what, there's side effects to this thing. I tell you what, Brother Tommy, amen, brother, when we feel the enemy breathing on our back, I tell you what we ought to do. We ought to just throw a hand up to heaven and say, my God is a God, amen, that never fails. I praise him. I said, well, hallelujah. I wish somebody would realize in my amen, that there's power in praise. I said, you can't afford to lose your worship. You can't afford to lose your praise.
Tonight. I'm hurrying.
Oh, glory to God. Psalm 111. Praise ye the Lord. I will praise the Lord with my whole heart.
Yes, God.
Yeah.
Come on.
Every bit of it.
Come on.
Hey, oh, hey. Calm down, everybody.
Come on. Come on.
It's got to be wholehearted.
Right.
It's got to come from the heart.
Right.
I've seen folks praising from their lips because, amen, they're being nudged to or pushed to. But how many knows when it comes from the heart?
Yes.
You're going to feel something.
Amen.
Your neighbor's going to feel something.
Come on.
Then I may have told this here, but it just come to me. When I was up in West Virginia, started that little work up there. Hey, man, the Lord dealt with me. I was in prayer one day, and there's a little Baptist youth camp going on up the road. And I'm telling you, I was praying, and Brother Tommy, the Lord dealt me go down that little youth camp that night. And he actually gave me something. I was like, Lord, have mercy. Why you do me like this? They don't know who I am. Yeah, praise the Lord.
Yeah.
But man, it got on me so heavy. I was afraid not to go. Hey, man, I snuck in as an outdoor meeting. Had like a slope tapered deal there with all the seats pretty packed out. And I found me a wood bench, and there was a man and his wife on the other end. I was on this end. And man, I'm breaking out in sweat beads. I'm telling you, I feel the Lord burning something in my soul, and I'm supposed to say it, but I'm like, Lord, I'm not even scheduled. Hallelujah. Woo, glory to God. And I'll tell you what. Hey, man, they actually called for the preacher to get up. Oh, praise God.
JD,
I done broke down sweat beads. I thought it's now or never. Hallelujah.
Come on.
It's do or die.
Right.
And I jumped up and I said, get up. Can I say something real quick?
Hallelujah. No, then you're like, oh yeah, they all turned real slow.
and for about 8 minutes, I just poured out what I felt the Lord gave me.
Come on. Yeah.
I started feeling that boost.
Come on.
At a Baptist youth camp.
Come on. Come on. Come on.
And yeah, I just tell you, I had some lookers.
Come on. Come on.
Who's this guy?
Yeah.
I sat down on that pew, and the devil got on my back and said, "You're an idiot."
I don't even understand this.
I'm telling you. He tried to get on my back and said, "You dummy."
Come on.
I'm telling you. I'm telling you, I was like, "You shut up, you lying devil."
Okay.
And I, after that preacher preached and they done their thing, they was getting ready to dismiss. And I'm just telling you, it ain't nothing to me, but it's about obeying God.
That's right.
That man that was sitting on the other end of that pew, he jumped up. He said, "I want to say something." I went, "Oh, amen." He said, "I came here tonight and I couldn't hardly walk in this place. My back was been out of place. My wife nudged me and helped me get here tonight." He said, "Young boy, I don't know who you are." He said, "But while you was in there doing what you was doing, testifying, whatever," he said, "I watched something run down this pew like a light." He said, "And it came and hit me." He said, "I'm telling you, my back is fine. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell somebody here tonight. I want to, hallelujah. You need to tell what God gives you to tell. You might got it. You don't know who you will affect." I almost missed it because I almost let the devil cheat me out of a blessing. But I got to tell somebody tonight, this is about how I feel. Don't let the devil cheat you out of what you need to do right now in this service. Don't let the devil steal what God put in your heart to do in this house tonight. Oh, I got too much to preach and too little time, but I feel like telling somebody, all you need is a boost. All you need is a boost. All you need is a boost. Well, I tell you what, all somebody needs in this house is a boost. All you need tonight is to obey God. Somebody needs to let the Holy Ghost, amen, put a fresh boost back in you. Boy, I feel the Holy Ghost right here. I'm trying to be good, but I'm trying to obey the Lord too. I tell you, there's somebody right here tonight. If you'll obey that, there's one right now I can come to. I gotta shut my eyes because I'm very bad. Because when I know, I tell you what, I feel like God. If it means getting out of your comfort zone and just walking around the pulpit, if it means getting out of your complacency and just walking up and down the aisle saying, "Hallelujah, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, I feel like God is going to do something for somebody in this house right now." That if you take your wife by the hand and just walk down that aisle and just walk back and forth right here in the front and magnify God, I just feel like God is going to do something special for you and your wife in this house tonight. I wish I had somebody that would help this preacher.
Yeah. I'm singing all this well. He's attacking every I feel that Holy Ghost. I feel the blood. Them astronauts have been up there, y'all know what I'm talking about? But they say coming back into Earth, the rocket boost has to kick on, and they have to get up to so many thousands of miles per hour to get through that atmosphere. How many knows God knows how to give us the boost to get through some things? Ignite the turbos to help us get through some things.
Glory.
I'm telling you, that's what I feel in this house tonight. Through our worship and our praise and our obedience, I just feel like the boost is kicking in. I mean, sometimes all we need is a fresh surge. When you got a new battery, you can jump somebody else.
Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Praise God.